A reading from Ephesians. God accomplishes everything according to God's wisdom and will. And according to God's will, we who trusted in Christ have inherited a great gift from God, so that our lives might be acts of praise for God's glory. In Christ, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, and trusted in Christ, you were marked with the Holy Spirit as a seal. This is the first installment of what is coming to us, a redemption as God's own people, to the praise of God's glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Mother and Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know God more deeply. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know the hope to which God has called you. May you know the riches that God's beloved ones inherit and the immeasurable greatness of God's power for you who believe. That is the power by which God raised Christ from the dead and seated Christ at God's right hand in the heavenly realm. So Christ is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, above every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. God has put all things under Christ's feet and has made Christ the head over all things, including the church, which is Christ's body, the fullness of the one who fills everything in every way. The word of God for the people of God.
At the appointed time, the human one will come in glory with all the angels and sit on the glorious throne with all the nations gathered below. Then the promised one will separate people one from another. As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, putting the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Then the ruler will say to those on the right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Abba God, inherit the realm prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then those who did justice will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and give you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the ruler will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these my sisters and brothers, you did it to me." Then the ruler will say to those on the left, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and the fallen angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then the ruler will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And this will go away into eternal punishment, but the just into eternal life. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this really is a difficult message today. Likely, we may say that, I'm okay on that. But I help others who are in need. Even I don't do it in person, I pay the tax and let the government do it for me. Or I make some donation to some organizations, let somebody do it for me. So I'm okay on that. A friend of mine is a Bostonian. He is such a gentleman, just like you. Calm, well-educated, and fairly nice. A year ago, he had the chance to live in the West for a couple of weeks. I thought he would enjoy the sunny West very much. He did. But he told me that he likes Boston more. The reason is pretty simple. In his own words, he said, he does not like the West because the people in the West are aggressively nice. On the first day, about 8:30 a.m., a couple from the neighborhood with a fresh baked pie stood in front of the door for greetings. Like, welcome to the neighborhood. Let me take you around. I can't do the Western accent. I'm a Chinese. Well, somehow my friend ended up at their barbecue party in their farm. That was nice. I said to him, no, you don't know how I feel when I receive their kindness. It's different than what I do. I do charity too. I make donations. I welcome strangers. But I would donate my spares. And these spares are useless to me and yet help others. I call it the win-win model. But they treat me like a real family. I feel like I owe them a lot. That makes me really feel uncomfortable. Well, I asked my friend, what did you do in return? Well, I went to their church. They were extremely happy for my presence in the church, which I planned to take a day off on that Sunday. Well, then I went to their church for the following Sundays until I came back. I said, wow, your church is really lucky for having you back. Don't you put the sarcasm on me. I've learned my lesson. Then what is it? Serve others with the best, not the spares. My dear sisters and brothers, this is how we are different than others. We are not doing charity. Donations shall not be a clearance in the closet. We are serving Christ the King. Jesus said that, just as you did it to one of the least of these my sisters and brothers, you did it to me. In other words, when we serve or help one of the least of these in need, we have the chance to serve Christ the King. No one shall serve their king with the spares, but the best. But not long ago, I was serving in a soup kitchen as a volunteer to make breakfast for homeless. And we have this agreement that never serve the low quality meal. Well, trust me, I am really good at making pancakes. You know, nothing could beat like golden brown pancakes with maple syrup in the morning. I guess everybody's hungry here. Well, it all started when a person taught us that our pancakes taste like home. He felt like we were making pancakes for the family members. Well, that's the difference. What I've learned from it is that if you serve others with a true caring heart, they will know. And they will know there's a difference between Christian love and charity work. St. Matthew's has been doing wonderful work and is proud to have many disciples of Christ. You know, even you discuss these boring numbers for church ministries, such as a budget plan. No one may like that. But what you do is so beautiful to me, because you are serving Christ the King. You offer the best. But this sermon is by no means a teaching sermon to tell you what to do. This is a celebration. Today, the last Sunday of the church year, it is called Christ the King Sunday. As we come to the end of the church year, so let us bring our best to celebrate with Christ the King and serve one another. But there's still another question. Some of us may have different perspectives about this topic. We go to parties, and we know that it doesn't matter how joyous the parties are. There are always a few persons with the sorrow heart in the corners, or this is the reason for them to go to the party, so that they can get over it. But this is true that we are Christians. Yet we still have struggles in our ordinary life, such as with colleagues, family members, or even in the church ministries. For many of us, the topic is not about no helping to others. It is about no helping or understanding from others. Well, for many of us, spiritually, we are the people who are hungry, thirsty, naked, unwelcomed strangers to the world. Oh dear Lord, help me here, or send by somebody for me. Why, Lord, why there is nobody for me? Why you don't answer my prayers? Why, Lord, why? We have so many questions. The problem is that when everybody is having the similar ideas about our own lives, our own struggles, our own problems, our eyes will be covered by these intensive feelings and not pay any attention to others. And then no one would get help because no one helps. We are hungry, thirsty, and busy at our own. We may not even care of others, because when everybody thinks that my problems are much heavier than yours, we cannot be able to see others who need our help. Well, this is a cursed cycle. What is the meaning of Jesus' kinship to you? What Jesus was doing was not for himself, but exactly for the sake of us, including people who don't know how to love or don't know how to take care of others. Jesus made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. He humbled himself. This is God's salvation at work. A servant king shows real kindness. Even if the entire world mocks him, did not understand him, he still has mercy on us and brings real life. Even at the cost of his own life. What does Christ the King speak to you? Jesus' kingship is not about the privilege or status. The servant king was showing us that there are so many powerful forces better than authorities, such as love, care, or forgiveness. The servant king calls on selfless servant leadership. As St. Paul said in the Bible, it is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Well, with his life and action, Jesus, the servant king, shows us that God's kingdom will establish in our life, where God's reign extends. My brothers and sisters, Christ, the King, needs your help. He asked the Samaritan woman for water. At the end, many Samaritans from the city believed in Jesus Christ because of the women's testimony. Jesus asked for food. A little boy helped the mission. A miracle happened. 5,000 were fed. So one person's testimony can change the world. My brothers and sisters, go in peace to love. You will be loved. To trust, and you will be trusted. To forgive, and you will be forgiven. To listen, and you will be listened by God. Be the first person to break that accursed cycle. Go serve the King with your best. That is how do we live and what we do in the kingdom of God. Would you pray with me? God Almighty, we love you with a pure heart. May the love of God be our strength. Change us that we would know how to love and respect one another. In Jesus' name we pray.